Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. There's a lot of good stuff out there. Follow Brian at BMitch30 on Instagram. Follow me at JPFinleyNBCS. And make sure you're following the show account at B. Mitch and Finley. I want to do a couple things. We haven't opened the phone lines up at all. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's the Gambit DC listener line. Want to hear what you guys think. I've told you some areas where I'm a little worried about the depth. I think D-end is a situation. You got Chase and you got Montez, and there's a lot of reason for excitement there. But what do you got after that? You got big question marks. Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch just joined the program. He's got some questions. Oh, offensive line, I think we all kind of knew. But he brought up a good point about the running backs, about what happens if Antonio Gibson gets hurt. He got hurt last year. He says he's still dealing with the impacts from that turf toe. What do they do after that? I think those are interesting questions. I want to go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Call in, let us know what you think. What'd you think of Philly's theory with the running backs there, B. Mitch?
I agree. I mean, when you look at – I think the little kid from Buffalo.
Jared Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson. Yeah. I think he will end up being someone like that. But I think Mike is right when you look at the fact of a legitimate guy who can be an every down back, who can run the ball and also do the things that you expect Antonio to do. There's nobody on the roster like that.
Yeah.
Even McKissick. McKissick is the guy who's going to come in, and we know. They see him as a pass catcher. He's not the pounded in there 15, 20, 25 times a game.
And McKissick wasn't at OTAs today, or OTAs, at minicamp today either. I believe he was dealing – I believe they said he had an excused absence as well.
Yeah. So, so when you look at that, yes, he's right. And I think ultimately when they made a lot of moves to get younger and do different things, that answer of depth is going to be answered once the season starts. We can't answer that right now because there are guys who hadn't done it just yet.
Well, and I don't even think it's realistic. It's now a 17-game season. Like, we got to remind ourselves of that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure it's realistic to think any running back's going to go 17 games clear.
Yeah, I mean, lately, and the way the league is now, it doesn't seem to happen that way, but you know, even like we look at down the road at Christian McCaffrey, we felt like, well, they don't always run him in there a lot. He'll be okay. And then, boom, he gets hurt. And I think, ultimately, you have an extra game this year. Either the league is going to have to add them some more people that they could carry on the roster with them to go in games, or you're going to have to make sure you have legitimate people in those positions. And I think, ultimately, when it comes down to a guy who can probably be first down, second down back, third down back, and also be a return man or a special teams guy. You see what I'm saying? Those guys who could do a multitude of things can be guys that can help you out. Right now, I think that they're still looking at this thing like a 16-game season. That extra 17th week, that 1 week, is going to make a world of difference. And you got to make sure you have the right people in place to do it. And a lot of times, younger guys don't understand a football season. They understand a college football season. So you're going to have to get some veteran guys who you can pay a lower salary to come in because their bodies are adjusted to it and ready for it.
Well, and I still don't think we have any real clarity between the NFL and the NFLPA about kind of the expanded rosters, the expanded practice squads, all that stuff, because that you're now going 17 games, and I understand the threat of COVID's not there, or is there, but is lessened than what it was. But I do wonder if teams have to kind of take that into account. Let's go to the phones. Gambit DC listener lines are open. Let's go to our guy Kevin in Arlington on line one. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch Finley.
Hi, JP. Hi, B. Mitch.
How you doing, Kev?
Yeah. Hey, to me, you know, I go back to last season, and I think what kept us from being an elite defense, and I think there were two things. One was free safety play, and the other was linebacking. And I'm thrilled we drafted Jamin Davis. If we weren't going to, you know, add a quarterback somehow, I was thrilled to get a very talented linebacker with a lot of upside. We needed that. I mean, opposite Cole Holcomb, we have two speedy linebackers. But, you know, I'm not a big John Bostic fan. They got Mayo as a, you know, backup to Bostic. Neither one is particularly fast or good in coverage. And if you go back to the playoff game against Tampa, if you go back to the Giants games, if you go back to where our defense struggled, like in the Cleveland game especially, we were pounded on the ground. And it was largely, in my opinion, because our linebackers weren't especially good at filling the gaps. And I think even Ron pointed out at some point during the year that, you know, he needs more from the linebackers. So, again, we've added Jamin Davis. That's great. I don't know if it's enough. I like what we've done, for example, on the offensive side with wide receiver. I mean, we aggressively fixed wide receiver. I would have liked to have seen something similar with linebacker, and I don't know that we've seen that. So that's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I think ultimately you can't fix everything at one time.
So you, B-Mitch, that you're always screaming about the run game, though, and their inability to stop the run.
I scream about stopping the run, but see, the problem is it was played up as if it was the linebackers who weren't stopping the run last year. No, it was the damn D lineman that was getting driven back and getting controlled at the line of scrimmage to where, guess why the linebackers couldn't run the gap? Because the lineman was driving the D lineman back and then coming off and picking them off. So I stated earlier that it's going to come down to the play of the D line. I'm talking about those guys up front, the down line. You're going to have to play a lot more stout and better than what you were playing to be able to allow linebackers to do their jobs. You know, I've said it many a time with Ray Lewis when he said, give me somebody like Sam Adams and Tony Siragusa in front of me, and I guarantee I'll be the same guy I always was. They gave him Haloti Ngata. Ray Lewis was that guy. He depends on people just like the quarterback depends on people. You can't expect Jamin Davis or anybody else to come into this offense, this defense, and play stout if the people in front of him is getting driven back. And a guy who's coming back this year, I think, will help with that, is Matt Ioannidis. It'll be a big, big help for him.
I can't help but think of Robert Griffin III when you say Haloti Ngata. I just think of RG3's knee flopping around like a chicken wing when Ngata just landed his helmet square on that thing. Such an unfortunate way for that to
snapped
all go
around
down.
It.
But to your point, B, they did struggle against the run. I mean, I just pulled this up. When they had opportunities to win the division against the Seahawks and the Panthers at home, they gave up 180 yards rushing to the Seahawks. Now, some of that's Russ Wilson, but still, a lot of it is Chris Carson. And then the Panthers, they gave up 113 yards rushing. That's not Russ Wilson.
Yeah.
Even that season finale against the Eagles in one of the most offensively limited football games I've ever watched, the Eagles rushed for 118. Now, a lot of that's Jalen Hurts, but some of that's just the new NFL, too, man. Yep. Like, there's going to be mobile quarterbacks. It's not going anywhere.
Some quarterbacks going to run the football. We have to stop that.
You want to hear something that's pretty wild? Mm-hmm. The last four games of the 2020 season, the Washington football team, the most pass yards they gave up defensively, 236, and that came week 14 against the Niners. I believe Nick Mullins started that game, who was awful. Then against the Seahawks, Russ Wilson only threw for 121 yards in that game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because, see, the thing about them, they were able to pin their ears back and they got after the quarterback. And this is why I have so much hope this year. Montez Sweat, although he was in his second year, you saw he took a step. He played a lot better. Chase was in his first year. Chase, as good as he was and as good as he possibly can be, he wasn't what he's going to be. So I expect another step from him to where they are getting to the backfield where they're making quarterbacks throw the ball a lot sooner. hold on to it because they can't, because you know what? Montez is up in their face, so they have to pull it down a little bit, which gives other people a chance to get to him. Now, if they can keep that level of pressure on a quarterback and begin to limit some of the run, because when teams couldn't pass it, they ran it. If they limit some of the run, now you see a major, major step in this defense as far as not just doing one great, but doing both of them consistently great.
Totally. I mean, it's crazy. They really had some impressive defensive performances, turnovers, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the Bucs wildcard game where Tampa went for over 500 yards. They ran for 140. Brady passed for 365. And it's just a bit of a wake-up call, I think, in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing about it, when you got to Brady and Tampa, you played against a team who had a veteran-savvy quarterback.
Sure.
With some veteran-savvy receivers and a damn good running game. And then when you flipped it over, their defense was as stout or better than your defense. So they gave your offense fits sometimes, you know? So I think that was the thing that they ran into in that game, where he was able to throw it through the air, and because they had also established a running game to where we had to pay attention to that too.
I got this tweet. This is a good tweet. This is from Angry Rob, who's a P1 listener. We appreciate you, Angry Rob. And this is from, maybe 2 weeks ago, certainly last week, saying he wants the Washington football team to sign Frank Gore as a security blanket and for Antonio Gibson, and to teach these young running backs how to take care of themselves. I mean, Lord knows Frank Gore played forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the dude I would want to sign. I feel like there's got to be some more dynamic running backs still out there. But I wonder if Ron will have any reservations about the running back room, especially with Antonio Gibson. Now, I tweeted a couple videos of this. You can watch them on my at JP Finley NBCS. Watching Antonio Gibson, he doesn't look like he's still feeling that turf toe. I mean, he looks crisp. Did you see any of the videos I posted?
Nah.
You should look for it. I mean,
I haven't looked at a lot of it yet, but what I'm saying is turf toe is this type of injury. You know it's there, but it doesn't hurt just yet. But then all of a sudden it's hurt, and then damn, it's some weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's where the concern may be. He may not, and then again, he's not really, I mean, they're running around now in T-shirts, shorts.
That was nicer than what you usually
say. Yeah, but I'm just you know, when they get into shoulder pads and all, people stepping on you, different things, that's when things will know. So I think, but as much as we want to get young, I think in as many situations as you possibly can, if you have a veteran player around, someone who you know is available and accessible on a regular basis, you might want to have them around if they're at the right price. Because
I got a couple names for you, B.
Yeah, but we watch football, and I think ultimately in football, injuries happen. So,
now, I am not advocating for this, and frankly, I don't even expect it, but how about these three names?
Okay.
T.J. Yeldon, I believe, is still available. Duke Johnson. I think is still available. And Todd Gurley, still available.
Todd Gurley is a nicked-up machine. And right. How much is he going to request and require?
Well, now, here's the thing
about... If Todd Gurley is 100% healthy, Todd Gurley is your starting running back.
Here's the thing about requesting a lot. When there's no offers, you kind of start to just take what's available.
That's what you think. If you've been at a certain level all your career, you were number one draft pick, then all of a sudden you feel like you're 100% healthy, you're going to expect to get dollars based off of what you were drafted as.
If you had to pick one of those three of Duke, T.J. Yeldon, or Gurley, who would you want?
I'll take Duke. I think Duke is a guy who
averaged 3.1 yards per carry last season.
I mean, I'm not worried about that, depending on what team he was on. I look at that, but I'm saying
he's on a terrible Houston team.
Duke can be much more consistent for you, and I think Duke is a guy who is not at a point where he's going to cause issues about being the guy. I think Todd Gurley is in that situation. And T.J. Yeldon, to me, hasn't reached his potential.
Yeah, I don't know enough. We'd have to look and see if he's dealt with injuries. I liked Yeldon coming out of school.
I did too.
I thought he was going to be a player. But, yeah, I mean, in six seasons in the NFL, he's played 9 games in the last 2 years. Hmm. So hard to be excited.
But I would have to be injuries.
I think we got Dre on the phone. Dre is upset. Dre is concerned about the defense. I think of all the concerns, the defense might be the stoutest part. But, Dre, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the defense. I just wanted to get in there and talk about it a little bit.
Go ahead, man.
Get in there.
Yeah, well, the defense, I mean, it's tied to Del Rio and Ron Rivera. And the one thing, I mean, I hear people talking about, you know, stopping the run. And I think the one thing people don't realize is the defense really flourished when they made adjustments at halftime. I feel like, you know, when Del Rio and Rivera went in there and made adjustments, not a lot of teams came out and put up, you know, points on the Washington football team in the second half. And a lot of that has to do with the coaching and just, you know, the adjustments they're making at halftime. So I feel like with Fitzpatrick, if you can come out and kind of start fast and get up on teams or, you know, just stay ahead, I mean, the defense will be even that much better. So, I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with you that they did. They made a lot of great adjustments, and I think we saw it on that side of the football where their second half was they had some unbelievable second half. But I also believe that as things were last year, they probably will not be the exact same this year because all offseason, just like we've been looking at stuff, other teams have been looking at stuff and trying to find out ways they can attack. And they're going to try some new things. So I totally expect the defense to be much more stout, not only because of the coaching, but because of the actual players that they have and the level of players that they have.
And I really think Jamin Davis can make a big difference. You put some speed in the middle of that defense, it can make a big difference. Let's get one more phone call in here. Let's go to Paul. Paul wants to talk about Duke. What does Paul want to talk about? Paul, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Let me be part of your show today.
Thanks for calling.
To touch base on what the gentleman that just called in was saying, yeah, defense definitely made some very good adjustments. The coaching staff did, and we were a good second half D. I feel like if our offense can muster up 21 points a game, which I'm pretty sure the top team in the league last year was averaging, the top offense in the league was averaging like 31.5 points a game. If we can average a meager 21 points a game, we're going to win a lot of football games. But the main reason I call it is to touch base on the running back situation you guys were talking about. Given the opportunity and given a choice between the two or even the three names that you mentioned, I'm definitely taking Duke Johnson. Dude is a beast. And I understand B. Mitch's point that if Todd Gurley is healthy, he's your starting running back. And for that reason, whatever he wants as far as a contract, that's not going to be my selection because as well as Antonio Gibson did, I believe the most important thing should be, the focus should be continuity and not necessarily bringing in somebody that he's going to feel is going to be having him compete for his job. I think a good, sure-handed, pounded back to back up everybody would definitely be Duke Johnson.
I think we're saying the same thing per se. You know, my reason in saying that if Todd Gurley is healthy with the ability he has, it's going to be hard as hell for any coach to keep him on the sideline. But he hadn't been healthy, so therefore I'm not going to even much bring that into my locker room and screw things up.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do any of this. Honestly, I don't think they're going to bring another running back in. Maybe you get to camp and somebody gets hurt, or you realize one of these guys isn't what you think, but I don't expect it. I'm not holding my breath on any of it. Could there be roster moves? Yes, but I don't think running backs – they've put themselves in a unique position where they've got – if you got a dozen eggs, they got eight of them with Antonio Gibson, who's a second-year running wide receiver converted to running back, who's shown a lot of talent dealing with this turf toe thing. But I think they like McKissick. I think they like Barber. Maybe they like Jared Patterson. We'll see. Patterson has a chance to be a true preseason all-star. I think that could happen. Here's what we need to do. Here's what needs to happen here, B. Mitch. Mm-hmm. I embarrassed myself fairly significantly yesterday. I told Lamphill about it. He wants me to tell the story on the radio. I went to a men's clothing store called the Knot Standard over in Shaw on 14th
Street. Oh, Knot
Standard.
I know what you're talking about.
It's really nice, and I'm going to tell that story when we return right here, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following on social media. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. You can follow B Mitch at B Mitch Live NBCS. You can follow Lamphill at Mullins 106.7. You can follow Cody Betts at Cody Shook with 8 underscores. I don't really remember what it is. Sorry, dude. You want to clarify it real quick, Cody?
Cody Shook underscore.
It's complicated. You got to decomplicate that. Here's what we're going to do. Yesterday, I embarrassed myself wildly. And earlier, Michael Phillips was kind enough to join the program here from Lost Rhino Brewing in Ashburn. But because I am somehow in charge of the setup and I'm a complete technological idiot, we had some trouble. Now we're in business, and Phillips is sitting with me. Hello, Michael Phillips.
This is wonderful.
Lamphill's always very curious about the food here. Tell him what you told me.
It's excellent. So the Richmond breweries generally just have, like, food trucks, stuff like that. This is legit. Like, there's a kitchen. They're making food here.
Yeah. I had it. Lamphill, I had a chicken bacon ranch sandwich. And what did you get, Phillips?
This is the club. I'm in the club.
Yeah, we basically saw JP's chicken bacon ranch all over his face.
Oh, because you had me on the FaceTime.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I did. There was a lot of ranch going on.
You're 39 years old. Learn how to eat with the stuff not being all over your face.
Beavis, I also had the Wi-Fi cut out. I had a lot going on during the chicken bacon ranch,
yeah, but
right?
That doesn't stop you from just putting it in your mouth and eating it without eating it with your face.
And if we're talking food, we need a gumbo update on Richmond, too.
Yeah, what is the latest on our gumbo business?
I don't think I know anything about the actual business aspect of this thing. I just know I'm supposed to be damn working, and you haven't paid me my money yet. I take a signing bonus. I'm an athlete. I get paid up front for stuff.
You want a signing bonus for the gumbo business?
Damn straight. If I were going into business with you and you forget everything, I want a signing bonus.
The plant, you get 90% of the gross revenue.
I don't understand
what you're mad at me about.
Signing bonus.
All right, you know what? I quit the business. You can have it yourself.
Cool. Now, so Mike, would you want to have a negotiation with this thing, man?
I'm all for you getting paid up front as long as I get gumbo on the back end.
There you go. See, I'll work with Mike then.
So, Landfill, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for me to tell an embarrassing story about myself?
Oh, I'm a solid like 8.5 here. Yeah, this
10.
Is. Oh, you're a 10, B. Mitch?
Hell yeah!
All right.
He just told me he went to not standard. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah,
it was not your standard, was it?
I'm basically a moron. I think we all know that.
True.
I will confirm that. So Beamish was making fun of me for having the ranch dressing on my face earlier. That happened yesterday. So you guys will remember that I won the poker tournament, the Chance for Life, which is an awesome charity poker tournament.
Uh-huh.
Way back in February or whatever, I won that thing.
Yep.
And I got some really cool prizes. And one of them is that the winners, when the poker tournament is in person, the winners all wear this, like, it's not quite NFL Hall of Fame golden jacket, but it's like a golden jacket, kind of like a tannish. It's like a cool blazer with a Chance for Life winner logo on it. Like, it's pretty cool,
It's a
right?
soft yellow.
It's a soft yellow.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And this will surprise neither of you. There's a really nice woman from Not Standard. Her name's Sarah Asterbody. And she and I have been trying to set up a time for me to get in there, and they do measurements, and they, you know, you get to customize this jacket. It's a really high-end experience, right?
Yes.
Surprise to no one, I had already had to cancel our appointment twice. Then yesterday, thank goodness, Sarah is smart, because she sent me a, hey, just a reminder, we have that appointment today email, because, shockingly, I had completely forgotten. So, that email came yesterday at 1 o'clock. The appointment was for 2:30 at Not Standard. No big deal. I had the afternoon free. I'm there. But, Brian, do you remember what I wore to the radio show yesterday?
I don't remember.
Yeah, nobody pays attention to what you wear.
And neither do I, Landfill. But it's important to point out that in the radio world, homeless people dress better than people in radio. It is shocking. Landfill doesn't even have any shoes on right now, right? Landfill's wearing gym shorts, a t-shirt, and no shoes. Is that correct?
That is a fact, yes, yeah. 100% fact.
B-Mitch always looks nice, but that's just how B-Mitch is. So yesterday to radio, I wore gym shorts and a t-shirt because that's what everybody wears.
Yeah, you look a little plumpy. In the midsection.
I told you I look kind of jacked. We talked about this.
Nah, you were jacked. Your stomach was jacked.
Yeah, it was. You're right. I've been low carbonate for a month. Nothing's happening.
I don't seem to be working.
So whatever. But B-Mitch, I'm going to get a jacket. So I'm not too worried about this, right?
Uh-huh.
I get to Not Standard. Very cool location. Like, everything about this place is cool. If you're looking for a suit or whatever, go check them out. All custom. And Sarah couldn't be nicer. And we're going through my options. I picked out this really cool flamingo pattern for the liner of the jacket. I get to get it customized, and I, you know, put in my initials, all these things. And she's like, okay, great. Well, go ahead, and you can leave your personal belongings in here. And we have something called a master garment, which I wasn't even sure. I had no idea what that meant. She's like, just leave all your things here, change into the master garment, then we can do all the measurements. And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. And she's like, and at that point, I realized all the measurements, and I said, we're just doing the jacket, right? And she's like, well, we just measure everything because we figure what we try to do here is we build repeat clients, so then we don't have to measure more than once. We'll go ahead and measure for pants as well if you ever want to order a jacket, or more than a jacket. And I'm like, I am wearing they're dope. I'm wearing Lululemon gym shorts that have like a liner. Shout out AJ Atai for hooking me up with the Lulu shorts. But I'm not wearing any drawers. And I'm wearing gym shorts that have a liner. So like, to my boys, I am lined. I am comforted. But to the outside world, I'm not wearing any drawers.
But you can. And if I'm going to get without you taking off your shorts,
well, B-Mitch, I froze. I freaked out, dude. I didn't know what to do. And
no,
I
she
said,
saw you with shorts on. She expected you to come out with your drawers on.
I was only supposed to wear drawers under. And finally, I just said, Sarah, this is extremely awkward, and I'm very sorry. And I just told her the truth. I was like, listen, these shorts have a liner. Like, I don't have anything. I'm really sorry. And I got awkward, and my voice got all high-pitched. And she just kind of looked at me like, oh, my God. It doesn't help, by the way, that Sarah's like a nice-looking younger woman, and I'm this old, fat dork. And who's not wearing drawers all of a sudden. And I'm like, listen, I'm really sorry. Like, I can come back. She's like, you know what? Why don't we just take pictures? So I proceeded to stay in my gym shorts and T-shirt. I then had to tuck in my T-shirt to my liner Lulu athletic shorts. And I looked like the biggest geek in the world. And whatever. She was so cool and nice. But I was wildly embarrassed.
But I'm thinking, I mean, I've gotten measured for a ton of suits, and I never had to wear my drawers.
What would you wear?
They can measure you with whatever the hell you have on.
Yeah, but they wanted me to put on a master garment. And I'll be honest, I don't really know what that means. Okay, but well, it required just drawers underneath it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying this. Like, I've been to Hugo Boss, and I've been to some of the best out there, and I have never had to go all the way down to my drawers in a master garment. You can get the measurements. You didn't have on a belt, so I can measure your waist right there. I can measure your length and everything and figure it out. And even if you don't have on some dress shoes, I know how to make the break to where it's going to be long enough. I
didn't have dress shoes on. Yeah. So do you think it was an elaborate con to make me be embarrassed for not having drawers on?
I don't know if it was that, but I'm happy that happened because we are going to make us some type of gift off of this. Cody Betts,
Cody Betts getting photoshopped.
I was about to get Cody Betts to do some Photoshop. I don't think that will be worse.
This is your version of the Tom Brady combine photo. This is what this is.
I honestly think that Tom Brady, because we've already confirmed, Phillips, I don't know if you're aware of this, I basically have the same body as Mac Jones up there for the Patriots.
I think Mac Jones' body is a little better.
No, I took my shirt off in the office
his body is a little better.
Cody, you said we had the same body.
Possibly, but now here's the real question, JP.
Yes, Landfill.
How do we get the copies of these photos that they took at Not Standard?
What's her name again?
Sarah Asterbody.
Sarah, can you please get us those pictures?
You just want pictures of me with a tucked-in T-shirt with my arms held out wide?
However,
yes.
Yeah. Man, I mean, whatever we can get of the ordeal, we will make you look good.
Beamich, let me ask you this. Do you think I should have gone commando in the master garment and truly committed to the fitting?
Probably not.
That's a terrible idea.
I thought that. At least I knew not to do that.
Terrible.
I feel like I deserve credit for that.
I'm just saying, you always say you're 39, and you always say you're old.
I am. I'm 39, and I'm old.
I would say just start acting like you're an older, matured man.
I told my wife this story when I got home, and she could tell how awkward I felt. And
she
just said, "You're such an idiot."
Did she laugh?
She's
not wrong.
I love it. So I'm just saying, like you know, I come into work on a daily basis the same way you work, and you have.
You wear drawers every day?
Yeah.
Do you have any gym shorts with a liner?
Yeah, but I don't wear drawers with those.
And you
but
still wear drawers.
Normally, my gym
no,
shorts.
No, no, no. Nobody on earth
no,
wears drawers
my
under
gym shorts
liner
with a
shorts.
Liner
yes.
Are basically, I use them as swimming trunks. I don't just wear them. So gym Phillips, shorts with liners are normally trunks.
Phillips, if you have gym shorts with a liner, you still wear drawers?
I need a snug fit, man.
Well,
I mean,
Phillips,
that is very
Phillips,
snug.
I'm starting to wonder what the hell is going on with you, Phillips.
Yeah.
Why are you? I mean,
why are you? I mean, that
JP,
is quite
I'm just
snug.
Saying, like, every
yeah,
once
if
in a while,
I'm going swimming, sure, but you know,
but
if I'm,
JP, every once in a while, you need to just dress like you may run into somebody important when you leave work.
When John Leahy came in last week, I dressed nice,
and I had
you
on,
made fun of me for how nice I dressed. Well,
no, I didn't make fun of how nice you dressed. I just called you chinos. I wasn't saying you were nice. I think my shorts were looking better than your stuff.
I don't know what to do with you anymore.
Landfill, did I ever say, JP, you look nice today?
No.
I say he wore the chinos today.
He did. That's what he said.
I broke out the chinos. And for the record, when John Leahy came into the office and I had the chinos on, I also had drawers on. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you this.
So you had no drawers for John. You didn't have no drawers for the...
I will never make that mistake again. I didn't want to cancel.
You know what it is?
Listen, dude, I was going for a jacket. I never thought pants were going to be part of the
process. The only thing that would have been funnier would have been if you tried to cut the lining out and it just went a line.
It was, you know what? Some days you kind of want to move.
I get what it is. You were just assed out.
Some days, B-Mitch, you're embarrassed and you're like, you know what? I've had enough of this town. I'm blowing this pop stand. I'm GTFOing myself. And you know who you should call if you want to move?
Who's that?
The one and only Jonathan Leahy.
Yeah, you need to do that. Just like the Thomas family. The Thomas family wanted to get closer to their grandchildren. You know, so they wanted to get there quickly. So before grandbaby number three arrived, so looking for a quick sale and wanting top dollar, they hired their guy, John Leahy. Sure enough, John sold it within 15 days for an amazing 4% over asking price. The Thomas family are now enjoying their grandkids, and guess what? I think they all had on drawers. So Jonathan's strategic marketing and huge buy demand is selling homes for up to $70,000 over asking. Just think of what you can buy with those extra 70 grand. JP might be able to buy some extra underwear to make sure he don't be embarrassed. Buy a bigger house, all new furniture and appliances. And Jonathan Leahy of EXP Realty. And Jonathan also knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
It's not just underwear you can buy when you get more cash for your house. It's a complex market out there. There is low supply, high demand. Jonathan Leahy is the best guy to guide you through a competitive marketplace. Your home will be sold. He will take care of you. Call John today, 301-651-4900, 301-651-4900, or go online to Jonathan Leahy Sells Homes. You know what? It's even easier than that. You don't even need the URL. Just Google him. Just Google Jonathan Leahy.
And he will pop up.
I just did it, and it's easy, man. That's the best move. Call John Leahy, and you know what happens after that? Start packing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Brian, I made a big mistake last night. Tell you that much. You know what it was? Hello?
What did you say?
I made a big mistake last night.
What are you doing?
I tried to bet on hockey. And that is not the sport for me to bet on. I did not win. I took the under in Bruins Islanders.
Oh, you missed.
Yeah. Oh. That was quite a miss. Oh. Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch is here with me.
Y'all both made another miss, too, because I just that yellow thing that you took off of the bag of pistachios yesterday that you opened,
yeah,
it was still on the floor. So instead of walking over it, I did what any adult would do. I went to pick it up, and I noticed you had the bag of pistachios on the floor, open. What are you trying to do? Get the whole damn room infested with rats and mice and stuff like that?
Listen, rats don't eat pistachios. Two, it seals at the top, dude.
You didn't have it sealed. It was wide open, dummy. And the little thing that you ripped off the top, you just left it in the middle of the floor.
Well, I meant to throw that out. I had it sealed. So whoever's messing with the computer and stealing my drawers is also messing with our pistachios.
Well, we know.
And I might add,
and guess what?
If you hate pistachios so much, what are you doing over there fondling my bag of pistachios?
No, jackass. Listen. I'm walking out the door.
Did you fondle my bag of pistachios?
I'm walking out the door, and you left the trash in the middle of the floor. So when I go to pick it up.
Trash. It's like one little wrapper. It's not trash.
It's about 8 inches long. And it's a piece
a quarter of an inch wide.
It's a piece of trash on the middle. It shouldn't be in the middle of the floor.
It didn't bother you yesterday.
Well, I'm letting you know it was there. I went to pick it up, and I see the bag. So I put the bag on top of the desk, and I closed it for you. And you said the same person that was messing with the computer did all this other stuff. We found out you're the person that's been messing with the computer as well.
I haven't messed with the computer. Drab and I couldn't get the computer to turn on. I asked Drab to help. He tried to turn it on. It said no signal when it was trying to connect to the monitor.
Yeah,
I didn't make that up.
I'll just say my friend is so perfect. They're right.
Listen, I'm not perfect. I'm a moron. I shouldn't be in charge of the computer.
I'm not talking about you being perfect. I'm saying that you are. It's always the victim.
I'm not the victim. I'm not. I do believe my pistachios have been fondled. You seem to not want to answer that direct question.
No, I didn't fondle them. I picked up the bag and put them on top and closed the thing for you. That's what I did for you. I did you a favor.
Well,
next time
I
find them on the floor, open them and just pour them all in the trash can.
Well, I would not appreciate that.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know that's what's going to happen next time you do that.
Pistachios are an expensive nut, Brian.
Educate you and teach you how to be an adult yet.
I'm working on it. You know, step one, wear underwear. Step two, close the damn pistachios.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I didn't know Lauren had three kids. I thought she had two.
Yeah. Yep.
Come to find out she has a 39-year-old son as well.
Landfill. I think it's time to hear it here. Just play the sounder.
Play it here first. There you go.
All right. Who won their bet last night? I did not.
Who did I bet on last night, Landfill?
I don't remember.
I want to bet on if B-Mitch can remember his bet the next day.
I know who I bet. I bet on the Suns.
Hmm. You did bet on the Suns.
Yeah, and they killed them outright.
So you're 1-0.
Yeah.
I am 0-1. Landfill and Cody Betts. Cody Betts always betting on baseball.
I hit half a parlay. I hit half a parlay.
That means you lost the parlay. You mean you're 0.5 on a loss side.
Mm-mm. All right. I had tried to bet on Djokovic, but there was a mishap with the app, and I thought that match was this morning, but it's actually not until tomorrow. So I guess I didn't take anything.
So that is a big fat L, Landfill.
So he just, yeah.
That's basically the same thing as not wearing drawers to go get
fitted. You got
for
a point four minus. Minus.
I got a minus point four.
Minus 0.25.
I'll take that.
So Cody's 0.5, Landfill's 0.25, B-Mitch is 1-0, and I'm 0-1?
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
I lose more points for picking an actual game than Landfill does for not having the right day?
You said the Bucks were going to win this series, and I think last night, if you're still sticking with the Bucks, something wrong with you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's getting away from me, Brian.
They were almost down by 50 last night, JP. They lost by 39 in a playoff game.
It's getting away from me.
Without Harden playing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm aware. I'm aware of my Bucks.
Even Chris Miles, he just jumped out the bus. He said he's not driving it anymore. He just jumped off the damn bus.
I'm aware that my Bucks pick doesn't look so hot right now.
Yeah.
I am aware of that. You know what pick looks hot tonight, though?
What you got? Mm.
Clippers, +3.
Woo-woo!
Clippers, +3. Did it.
I think Phillips gets to make a pick because he's sitting here.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to take the Avalanche to beat the Knights. I'm going hockey.
There's rules, though. How much? What's the money line?
Yeah.
-156. Am I too? Is it too big?
Nope. You're within the.
We'll let you have that one, Phillips.
All right. You'll take my
action. I'm going to take the Richmond Flying Squirrels over. No, I'm joking.
I have a proposal, B. Tell me what you think about this.
What?
Lanfield made an honest mistake yesterday.
That's true. Okay?
What if he gets his pick and Phillip's pick tonight to make up for his missed pick yesterday, and that will get him even with the rest of us?
I'm with that.
Two picks.
Okay. I was going to put a parlay in today to try to make up for it.
You know, Lanfield,
wow.
All right,
go for it then.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right, I'm going to take...
Nobody keeps track of this anyway.
Stefano Tsitsipas. I think he's playing Dmitry Medvedev. I'm going to take him to win the first set.
I'm a big Tsitsipas guy.
And Tsitsipas
then, and
Medvedev.
I'm also parlaying that with Rafael Nadal, who I'm actually just going to bet to win in straight sets.
Okay, so, but what's the line on that? Because Nadal got to be heavily favored.
He is heavily favored, but Nadal to win in straight sets is minus 180.
Man,
that is high. I thought the number was 175, Cody Betts.
No, it's two.
No, it's 200.
All right. Well, I like to move it. Also, so are you just betting on Tsitsipas to win the first set?
Tsitsipas. It's not Tsitsipas.
No, the first game. The first game.
Is the first game like 1-0?
Yes.
So it's not the whole set to six.
You're only betting on him to get up 1-0.
All right. Sorry. I am betting on the first set. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's got to win six games.
Right.
Yes.
So like 6-4, 6-3, whatever, 7-6, you win.
Yes.
Yeah. Lanfield, these tennis bets of yours are getting more and more precise and shockingly.
I'm taking the Clippers as well.
I just got to bet on tennis. That's what you got to do.
So two Clippers.
I have to go against my cousin tonight.
Who's your cousin? Mitchell. Donovan?
Yeah.
All right. So Phillips.
Not really for some people that say, man, Brian Mitchell related to that? No, I'm not related to him.
No, I thought you were, really?
No. Every Mitchell's not related.
So Phillips has hockey. Me and B. Mitch have the NBA. Did Cody Betts put his pick in?
Over 5.5, Tampa Bay Lightning, Carolina Hurricanes, and then Brewers plus 1.5 versus the Reds.
Oh, he's going with another
one. Is that a hockey baseball parlay?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
And then Lanfield's going all Roland Garros parlay.
That's right. Going Tsitsipas and Nadal.
We are all over the place.
Yes, we are.
Coming up next.
Hey, sounds like the damn show.
It sure does. Thank you to Michael Phillips. Thank you to Pete Haley. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Coming up next, you got Grant and Danny. They will break down everything going on at Washington Football Team Mini Camp. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you made it this far, I owe you a pair of drawers.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.